Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if you're going to have to sit up for this or not.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Dumb Life, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewels.
Again. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, sweet Patootie.
Hey, Duchess, I'm so happy. How you doing?
I'm okay. It's that time of day again, that time of the week. It's time for Inside Matters, hosted by Duchess and Jewels. Jewels. How you been?
I have been fantabulous. I love the holiday
weekend. That's great. The we have a lot to talk about today. We can't even jump into our topic until we do some refresher on past shows, past topics, because we're getting ready to talk about goals and our personal and private missions and things like that. And a lot of people may not even know what we're talking about unless we rehash some stuff that we talked about in the past. So I hope you're up for it. It won't be that long, but we've got to do this little mini refresher. And those who are out there that haven't listened to the previous shows, you might want to go to our website, InsideMattersTalk.com, because there we have a list of all of the shows archived there from as far back as February when we talked about spirituality versus religion and 12-step programming and things like that. So do you want to say anything before we get into topic, Jewels?
Any shout-outs you want? Well, I do want to shout out to Oklahoma. I really want to say I'm really sorry about the humongous tornado that happened over there. I was watching some recaps, and I've never seen something that big in my life. So I want to say prayer and warm blessings to Oklahoma. I also saw that there was a flash flood in Maine, and I want to say I hope everyone up there is okay. This is a fabulous Memorial Day weekend for me and my partner's family, and my brother is supposed to have a Memorial Day weekend, and I just want to say good cookout. Please make sure you cook your food to the way it's supposed to be cooked, and we had nice ribs and everything. So love everybody, love whoever's listening to us, and love whoever's not listening to us. Please, bring them on. Okay, that's enough talking for me. Go ahead, Duchess.
Okay.
I love to run my mouth.
Well, I had a very uneventful, at least I think, uneventful week, aside from all of the activity that's been on TV and the things going on around the world, and I extend my blessings to everyone, too. Well, today's topic, I'm sure everyone that's out there who had a global mission of assisting these types of catastrophes that go on around the world are really, really, really busy doing their mission, their spiritual mission. And I really like to talk about those of us who feel we haven't found our global mission yet. I want to talk about that a little bit, because there are goals to setting that you can set up to find that global mission. But first, why don't we recap that there's a personal mission, and then there's your global mission. Excuse me. Your personal mission is something that you came here personally to learn about, and personally to to experience, to mention your personal mention, your personal mission. The difference between the personal and the global mission is that your personal mission is a lesson or lessons that you're learning during your lifetime. And examples of personal missions are you're learning how to be patient. Someone did something horrible to you, and you're going through the process of learning how to forgive. You're learning how to be generous. You're learning to balance things. Or there, you're learning to be tenacious or persistent, or learning how to just grab hold of things and not let them go. One way to discover your personal mission is to look at patterns within your life. Like, for instance, what situations do you continuously find yourself in? A lot of times, your personal mission, your personal mission is in front of your face when you feel like you're doing the same things over and over and over again, and you're wondering why does this always happen to me? Well, these are situations or opportunities to learn the lesson of your personal mission. And every pattern contains hidden blessings and gifts, such as helping you to grow stronger, kinder, more compassionate, more self-aware, etc. Once you learn the lesson, the pattern will automatically and permanently leave. You've learned the lesson, and so you won't need to repeat it. For instance, patience. If your lesson is patience, and that's your goal, if your goals are manifesting much slower or not at all, you have an opportunity to learn about patience. Sometimes our goals are thwarted because of impatience, which causes us to try too hard and to push and force things to happen. Once we surrender and let go, then our goals instantly manifest. Infinite patience yields immediate results. Then you may have a lesson that's compassion. If compassion, or if you or a loved one has a chronic health condition, this is an opportunity to have compassion for those with physical challenges. Compassion means feeling love and appreciation for the challenged person, which is different from pity, meaning feeling bad for the challenged person. Compassion empowers the person, while pity disempowers them. Those who learn the compassion, personal growth lesson, make wonderful healers or teachers or counselors. When you go to persons like, say, for instance, a counselor, you're telling all the pain that you've gone through. And that person is sitting there listening in a compassionate way so that you can have someone that understands what you're going through, maybe not through a personal sense, but they know what you're going through because a lot of your compassionate people are empaths. What about the lesson of forgiveness? If you were born into an abusive or dysfunctional family, you have the opportunity for tremendous personal growth through the process of forgiveness. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean what you did to me is okay. It simply means that you are no longer willing to carry the poison of anger within your mind and body. Those who forgive abuses make the most wonderful counselors, as they truly understand how to move their clients through emotional pain and into healing. Now, that's what we learned about personal missions. And then we went on to learn the difference between that personal mission and those global missions. Now, light workers, those of us who are evolving spiritually, those indigos that Jules talked about in our first couple of shows way back as far as February, we always pop in and mention the indigos and the indigo scout. Indigo scouts are those who can put their finger on an indigo, you know, tap that indigo a heartbeat when we see them in front of us. They have the distinguishing characteristic of having a global mission in addition to their personal growth mission. Now, with global missions mean that you have a mission that will assist many others. Some people turn their global mission into a paying career. For those, their global mission takes the form of, for others, their global mission takes the form of, say, volunteer work or a joyful hobby of service. These individuals have unlimited ways in which their global mission can be expressed. Since this is an important part of reclaiming your spiritual power, global missions have functions or aspects that you may need to set goals towards, and that's what we're going to get into in a few minutes with our topic, setting these goals. There was a question that Jules asked in one of the shows that she was concerned about or she was curious about, because she wanted to know, what is my purpose, and is my purpose and my mission one and the same? So I went and did some research, and what I found at that time was that your life purpose and your global mission are sometimes interchangeable terms. Everyone's purpose or mission is the same: to remember love. Those who are light workers, indigos, indigo scouts, are also here to teach love. The form in which you teach love may vary and change daily, since love flows like a ceaseless river. Examples of teaching love include being a role model and inspiring others by truly walking your talk and living in integrity, creating something artistic that inspires others. How about helping with a cause that's near to your heart? Being helpful without worrying about compensation or acknowledgement. Giving spiritually based workshops, doing counseling or healing work with a spiritual emphasis. Developing a product which is helpful and uplifting. These are all ways for you to teach love. So, with that, we're going to talk about some goals today. How do we have goals? I don't want you to be out there and I talk so much that we don't get Jules in here, because I know Jules says she doesn't want to talk too much, but I noticed that she's doing a lot of listening today. And Jules?
I'm here. Go ahead. I told you I was having a cookout out there, so sometimes I want to just listen and make sure it doesn't interfere, so go ahead.
Okay. So, when we start talking about goals that help us stay on track with our mission, it can be helpful in setting these goals, but remembering to also have fun. It is very important to remember to have fun. We are on the planet to give and receive love, and that comes to and through us in so many ways, especially when we are having fun. You know that you are starting to get on track and in flow when your mission or work in the world starts feeling more like fun, and you find little things to enjoy and smile about. Know that while your mission is important, having fun with it is also essential. Now, there's an experience that I came across today. It was like 10 o'clock this morning. I got a phone call from my oldest son. Now, he tripped up the stairs in New York City and banged his knee. Oh, man, he banged his knee. The doctors are flabbergasted as to how he walked 5 blocks in Manhattan from 125th Street to 120th Street with his knee blown up. He woke up the next day, and his grandmother told him, you need to go to the emergency room and check that out. Went to the emergency room, they wind up keeping him. Still not understanding how he got to the emergency room and walked from the street to the hospital into the emergency room. They have his leg. Now, I'm saying all of this because I want to give you a clear picture of how he's laying in the hospital bed with his leg all wrapped, because he showed a picture on Facebook. You know, Facebook, you got to let everybody see everything. Well, he showed a picture on Facebook, and his leg is wrapped from his toes, from his foot. The only thing that's peeking out is his toes. All the way up his thigh, all the way up to the groin area. His leg is totally wrapped. And as he's talking to me on the phone, I'm noticing, number one, he's in high spirits. He's talking about he's waiting for his computer to come to the hospital because he has all these plans, and they said that he's going to have surgery on his knee and on Wednesday, but that's okay. He can go because he designs entertainment. He schedules functions, fun stuff at clubs and everything, and he's saying, I'll just have to take my crutches, and I'll just have to put my leg up while I watch what's going on. I have to get my flyers done on Tuesday when I get out of here. And he is in high spirits over this. And it's blowing me away because, you know, the usual for somebody is, man, look what happened to my leg. My leg is all messed up here, and what am I supposed to do with my leg, and how am I supposed to, you know, get my leg done, you know, and I got all this stuff to do, and they got me over here in the hospital, and I don't know how to do that. He's not grumbling at all. It's like, I can't. And I'm smiling at him over the phone because he's in high spirits, and he said, I'm on the 11th floor, and I can look out my window. You should see this scenery. This scenery is awesome. It's beautiful out here. Oh, my goodness. You know? And I. So, Jules, what do you think about that? Because, you know, there's no way in the world that we can send people things that they're asking for if they have to keep on talking and talking and talking. So, Jules, how about you? What have you got to say about this?
It's amazing. It's amazing because people, they always, you know, take the negative. But if you can't do anything about it, I mean, it is what it is, what it is. You might as well find the positive in what has happened. And it just seems like your oldest son just did that. He found a positive in something that he couldn't do anything about it anyway. And so that's what I think he did. And that was amazing. I am so happy that he did that. That's wonderful. Oh, yeah. And on Facebook, I saw the picture too. And I'm like, whoa, what the heck did he do? So, yeah. So I saw that picture, too.
Wow. So that's, he's on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. Everybody. Are you on Facebook, Jules?
Of course I am. I'm in the in crowd. Are you on Facebook, Duchess?
I do Facebook occasionally. I mean, yeah, but it's easier for me to do Facebook, I'll tell you one thing, than for me to text. You know, I'm not a texting person, but I can send a note through Facebook.
Okay.
Always. So,
do you know that my daughter jammed up her finger? She jammed up her finger because she was texting while walking, and she ran into the tree. Bam. Finger all jammed up. I said, see, that's why in the military you cannot text while walking. You have to stop or you'll get in trouble running into the tree. That's going to be against the law soon.
Right. So Well, it's easier for me to send messages and stuff on Facebook than it is for me to do the texting thing because, you know, sometimes they don't have different symbols that I want to use, like dollar signs. You use the dollar sign on a texting. where the heck is the dollar sign on a telephone when you want to tell somebody, you know, because I'm very particular about how I express myself. And so I got to have all of the things accessible to me if I'm going to express myself in the proper way, if you know what I mean.
I think I do. Thank you for helping me understand that. Thank you, Daddy.
That's the way I am. So back to the topic at hand. Let's talk about goal setting, things you can do to set your goals. The first one of the things that you can do to help you set goals is you can obtain a notebook and dedicate it to your personal growth. Write out all of your desires, no matter how large or how small. Remember last week we talked about our A list and our B list? Make a list of all the things you desire or you would like to do and put them in the A list, a B list, and then a C list, and you kind of can just discard the C list because you're going to focus mainly on your B list.
Mm-hmm.
So if you made this list, it would be nice for you to put it in. Put it in, how do you say, a notebook, because it'll all be there all the time. So you write out all of your desires, no matter how large or how small. Next thing you can do is choose the 12 most important desires and write them on the sheet below this list in order of importance to you. Same thing we talked about last week. Be very specific. Only this time you're going to determine the date by which you desire to achieve each one of these goals. Now, I have done that, and it's really cool because one spirit, your higher self, knows that you want to do this stuff. It will blow your mind how you say, I desire to do blah, 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 blah by this particular day. And once you close the book and you put all of these dates of the things you desire to do, close the book, it's almost as though you're turning them over to your higher power, and like magic, you've forgotten about them. Why? Because you've turned them over. Because the universe does not like you always looking over on the other side of the fence. You know, every time you turn around, let me peek inside the book to see if one of my goals has been met. They will begin to happen just by virtue of you allowing the universe to operate on its own.
Wow.
But you have to be open and receptive to change. A lot of people don't understand that they also daily, you can say something like, to your higher power, what must I change about myself in order to achieve each one of my goals that may be in that book? Okay? Now, some people say that you should read these goals 3 times every morning and every evening. I say put them in the book and turn them over. And get excited about the fact that it's going to happen. Imagine yourself achieving each goal. Like me and my grandchildren. Remember I told you, did I share this with you last week, Jules?
Yes,
my son is asking me, what are you doing? Right. Because we're going to Australia. And when you get little people involved in your goal, your dream, that's when the magic happens, boy. Because there was this movie about this guy who, was it Eddie Murphy? I don't know who he was. Or was it Adam Sandler? He had a niece or a nephew in the bed, and he was telling them, I got these problems, so on and so forth. And he said, well, why don't you just say you want it to be this way? He said, okay, this is the way I want it. And the next day, how he said it, evolved. It just happened that way. And so every time he wanted to change something in his life, he would tell his nephew or niece the bedtime story. And he found that the magic of the child really works. And that was just the movie. But in reality, children are magic. And when they latch on to something, because children don't know they don't know about that can't happen. Adults put that in their brains. Well, you can't do that. Oh, you're not going to do that. Adults put that in their brains. Children don't know that it can't be done. That's why my son, the oldest one that's in the hospital, I remember when he was about 14 years old, he said, Ma, do you know why little children can do, solve the mystery of the Rubik's Cube? You know those colored cubes, Jules, where you have to get them all color on each side, all colors, the same color on each side of the cube, and they used to click, 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 trying to make it click, 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 click. Well, the reason why children could do it was because they didn't know that they couldn't do it. We sit around saying, I can't do that. So, you have to believe. Take a positive action and faith towards your goals. Write down a couple of small actions you can take now and believe with all capital letters, B-E-L-I-V-E. You can receive and your goals will be achieved. And sometimes it behooves you to keep your goals to yourself, not to tell everybody. Keep your goals private between you and your higher self or your higher power, between God, between spirit, between HP. The exception is if you have a prayer or mastermind partner that can dream big with you. You ever have a prayer partner, Jules? I had a prayer partner one time. I had a prayer partner. And what she and I used to do is we would switch. Say, for instance, when I had something that was troubling me. Now, this is going off a little bit of track for the goal. But just a little bit. Because a prayer partner is phenomenal. It's really strong to have a prayer partner. And a prayer partner, I don't mean just sit around you and she or you and he, just get on your knees and pray together. No. Let's say, for instance, I have a challenging circumstance in my life, and it's really driving me crazy, and I can't let it go, and it's really stressing me out. And you have a challenging something in your life that's really driving you crazy, and you can't let it go. Okay? You have a prayer partner. Now, every time you think about your challenging circumstance that's really stressing you out, what you do is, you change the context of your thought, and you think about my challenging circumstance and start praying for me. It, number one, takes your mind off of your stuff. Number two, it acts as a stronger force because you're praying for somebody else, and it's not just yourself. You're praying for somebody else, and it keeps you kind of like in a mode where you can operate and function throughout your day. Because you're not caught up and bent out of shape about the problem that you're having. Now, on the flip side of that coin, I'm doing the same thing, and I may be in a whole totally different state. But every time I think about the stuff that's driving me insane, bugging me out, driving me crazy, I'm going to think about Jules and what she told me she was going through. But that immediately does, it shuts down my thought and worry on my own personal thing. And I start praying that Jules resolve her circumstance, her situation. And it keeps me in a neutral space or neutral ground for my own problem. It's a powerful way to pray. And things can act a whole lot stronger when you pray for someone else. So, here we go. More about our goals. So you can keep your goals and you can share your goals with others, but make sure it's a person that can believe, that believes in dreams the same way you do. And as the goals happen, you cross them off because that lets your higher self know that you recognize that the goals are occurring. They're occurring rapidly, strongly. And remember, have some fun. You know, you can't be a light worker and be stressing out because you're not having fun doing that which your goal has set you out for. Have fun with it, and you'll meet other people having fun doing what you're doing or doing similar things, and it'll open it up to you. So here we go. How do we remove these blocks to achieving these goals? We talked about this in one of our shows in the past. We talked about how the ego, I see you, Jules. We talked about how the ego tries to block out every move. Okay? The ego is our lower self, and everyone has an ego. And it's nothing to feel ashamed of. What matters is that you recognize the ego's telltale characteristics of guilt, fear, doubt, and blame, and not give it power or reality. Your ego doesn't want you to remember your global mission. That's cold. Ego is cold. Doesn't want you to remember your global mission because the ego wants to continue its reign of fear. So the ego always attacks our most vulnerable issues. For instance, if you fear being arrogant, your ego will tell you that you're being arrogant by dreaming about helping others. Okay? If you fear being wrong, then your ego will tell you not to make decisions because you might make the wrong decision. If you fear others ridiculing you, the ego will taunt you with that ridiculing fear when you think about speaking in public. So, reclaiming your spiritual divine power means taking back your power from the ego. It means putting your power into your global mission instead. Okay? So
I understand that. I understand it very, very, very well. And sometimes, Duchess, and the world out there, you got to understand, sometimes the ego will sneak up on you without you even knowing it. Because I always know if you have mean thoughts in your head or if you're talking about somebody or the ego wants you to fear something, you ever just trip? You just walk in and you're talking about somebody and you just trip. And you're like, oh, my gosh, why did I trip? You know what I'm saying? I always say, you must have been having a mean thought. Get those mean thoughts out of your mouth and out of your head. I was having a mean thought just a few minutes ago, and I laid back and then bumped my head. I said, oh, snap, that must have been my ego. Because even if you are spiritual and you're the highest spiritual person in the world, sometimes the ego still slips into your head just to see if it can test you. And it will always
get
test
in there,
you.
Huh?
Right. It will always, always test you. So always stay on your mission. And if you have to, don't always have to ask people for permission. You have to do things on your own sometimes, and you just got to go for it. You got to be a leader and just go for it. Because if you always have to follow somebody or, you know, have to ask for permission, sometimes those people out there don't want to see you succeed. And that's another ego. The outside world always wants to see you sometimes fall. So be specific on what you want to do in life. And please, you know what, call me and Duchess sometimes and talk to us because we're good people to talk to. 347-324-3030 and press 1 because we would love to hear. We'd love to hear you sometimes. Thank you.
Right. And if you really, if your ego, that fear thing pops in, you don't want to, and your ego is saying, oh, you don't want to talk on the telephone. Oh, you don't want anybody to know that you feel this way. Well, then send us an email at our website, InsideMattersTalk.com. You can send the email to either Jules at InsideMattersTalk.com or Duchess at InsideMattersTalk.com, or just go to the website and post us a message at the actual website. Anything you want to do, and we'll respond to you. So,
right.
But she's right. She's absolutely right. Absolutely. So, how does the ego block? Another way in which egos and indigo scouts often sabotage the achievement of goals is through repressing anger and other feelings that are believed to be negative. Many of us have been taught from a very young age to avoid expressing our negative feelings, especially since we are aware that our thoughts create our reality, and we are here to express only love. When these feelings are seen as negative and we try to avoid them, there are consequences that may frequently show up in our lives. Okay, let's see. We have a list of some of the symptoms that occur when anger, meaning the feeling we call irritations and annoyances. We're not talking about rage now. That's another story. We're just talking about irritation and annoyances and other emotions, what these emotions do when they don't get expressed. How about procrastination? How often do we procrastinate? Putting off doing things.
That's a good one.
I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time too.
And the people need to check off how many things that they've done that we've done. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these things you haven't done, but some of them you have. So procrastinating
right.
is a good one.
Okay, now this one, I don't have too much of a problem with this, perpetual or habitual lateness. Because you know what? I don't want anybody being late, meet me. So, hello. I get there 15 minutes early to meet you. And then I give you 15 minutes to be late. Okay, and then I'm leaving.
Right.
I'm not waiting there. And if you haven't called me, and I'm going to tell you, I think that's the rudest thing. If somebody is late and they don't call and say, I'm on my way, I'm late. We all got cell phones now. Habitual or perpetual? Late. Okay. another symptom. This is, you know, when anger occurs in different ways. How about over politeness, constant cheerfulness, attitude of grin and bear it? That is so phony.
No.
It's like here's a list of some of the symptoms that occur when anger and other emotions do not get expressed. Okay?
Well,
anger
it's
and other
cussing
emotions.
Somebody out. You just
I don't know. Very often that I'm grinning and bearing nothing, and I still don't cuss anybody out.
Okay. Yeah.
How about smiling while hurting?
No.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Here's another one. Difficulty in getting to sleep or sleeping through the night. Now, see, I'm going to tell you, when something has upset me, woo! I lay there in my bed and I can't go to sleep.
I can't go to sleep either. And I do wake up through the night, and I blame it on I have to go to the bathroom. But you know what? The people out there listening to us, they need to call in, because I know some people out there have these symptoms, and I want to hear. So it's 347-324-3030.
No, Jules, we're the only one in the world that have these symptoms. What you think?
Okay.
I was talking to a friend today about this. Can't get to sleep. Now, a lot of times I don't get to sleep if somebody has made me angry, but a lot of times I'm going through my head trying to figure out how could I have handled the situation differently, or was I wrong with how I handled it the way I did handle it, right? Another thing, another way that symptoms that occur when you're angry or other emotions aren't expressed: boredom, apathy, loss of interest in things that are important. Another one is getting tired more easily than usual. Waking up tired more often than usual. Clenched teeth. I'm glad I outgrew that one because I had to go and get a guard, a tooth guard. That was the most horrible thing to have to put in my mouth before I went to sleep because I was gritting my teeth in my sleep from stress.
That sounds painful.
Yep, and there it is right here, grinding of teeth, especially when sleeping.
I used to watch this little boy, and he would grind his teeth, and it just sounds so painful. I mean, he grinded his teeth really, really, really
grounded.
And he wasn't even upset, I don't think. He just, that was a habit.
Whew. Right. Sometimes people suffer from stiff or sore necks all the time.
Their shoulders are so tight.
You're so tight. And that's not healthy. You know, when you tighten up like that. No, you got to go get a massage, Jules. You got to get that tension out of your neck and your shoulders. Ooh.
You hear that, people? I gotta get a massage. Anybody in a masseuse? I need a masseuse.
get a massage.
That could be somebody out there's global mission now. Call in, just tell me. That's my global mission. I'll make it happen.
Absolutely. Like, how about Reiki masters? Come on.
These are people that
work with energy. I went to a Reiki master one time, and I'm going to tell you, it is the strangest feeling because she wouldn't even touch me. She was just running her hands down the side of my body, feeling my energy centers. And when she got to certain spots, she said certain things. Like at one point she says, I can feel you've had a surgery over here. Okay? Now, I had my clothes on, so she couldn't see that I had a surgery over here. And I mean, as she's running her hand, and for lack of a better term, I call it manipulating the energy field around my body, I could feel it. And she wasn't touching me. It is such a wonderful, wonderful thing. So you might find a Reiki master. Energy field with you. Bernadette is a Reiki master. She
I miss Bernadette calling in. She was good people. She was good people.
Maybe Bernadette doesn't have the new number, the new calling number. And that's another thing that we're going to have to do because I think it was a czar. I keep calling him czar. His name is Otis. Czar, the czar. That's what he asked me. He said, do you have the new call-in number posted? Where did he say? Oh, on our website. And I said, I don't know that I have it there. So I have to, you know, do some upgrade on the website.
Okay.
But yeah, there are people. That's their mission. And that's how they make people feel good. Okay? They're Reiki masters. Mm-hmm. While each of these things that limit you, and they may cause other than feelings being repressed, if more than one of these is showing up in your life, it might be worth looking inside to see if you have any lingering resentment or situations where you may be avoiding your anger. Once we clear out these old energies or patterns, we feel free, we feel I'm sorry. We free up our energy to stay on track with our life's purpose, and we make room for the universe to assist us in manifesting our dreams.
Duchess, there are two
yeah.
that really happens to me sometimes, the extended periods of time where I feel down. And some people might feel that, and they might go to the doctor, I feel down, and, you know, the doctor's always, you know, the first thing they say is, oh, take this medicine, make you feel up, you know, when sometimes all you need is a nice cleansing walk and the park and spend time with a loved one. And another thing that actually bothers me sometimes, excessive irritability over small things. I mean, sometimes I just get upset over the smallest thing, and excuse me for saying this, but a lot of people blame it on their period. Oh, my period's coming. Don't always blame it on your period because you mad at me over the smallest little thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and why are you taking, right? You're supposed to forgive it.
Right, because
it's their time. You're supposed to figure, they can treat people any kind of way they want to. Go take some Midol.
Yes. I have to tell my little brother that it is true, women do go through pain. We do go through irritability because he doesn't believe it. But still, you can go get some Midol. Get your pain out of there and just be pleasant. I mean, like I said before, It is what it is. You can't stop it from happening. So deal with it and stop giving other people your emotion. You know, it's not their emotion to deal with. So keep it to yourself type thing.
Or say to the other person, you know, I'm really not feeling well today. I need to be alone. I'm going back to bed. Say it.
Yes.
All right? Just say
yes.
You ain't got to tell them why you don't want to be bothered today. And if they really want to insist on knowing, then you tell them, this is why I'm really not feeling well today, you know, and I'm going back to bed because I may take
so
how I'm feeling out on you.
Right. Okay.
So now you know how to handle this thing.
Right.
Well, there are many ways to try and, you know, ways to release anger. First, understand that anger is a very normal and healthy emotion and that it is okay to feel angry at times. See, people tell you, well, why are you being angry? Well, you don't need to be angry.
What's up with you? What did you walk on the wrong side of the bed or something? See, and then they promote the anger to come out a little bit more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people used to tell me, they used to say this to me all the time. Oh, she's just evil in the morning. You can't talk to her in the morning. Oh, she's just evil. She's mean in the morning. But, you know, I came to realize as I became more and more spiritual, I wasn't mean in the morning. What I was doing was I was downloading information that came through to me at night. And you annoyed me by interrupting my thoughts in the morning because I'm having this download thing going up. Maybe, yeah, this download going on in my head. And I may be standing in the kitchen looking out the window just staring, and here you come with the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And what you do is you just clip it. You ever wake up from a dream? And once you start thinking about the dream, it starts leaving you. And it's like your mind is trying to follow the dream, but you're trying to follow the dream in your mind, but the thoughts of the day start filtering in, and you can't grab the dream. Well, that's the way I used to be, and that's the way I am right now. That's why it behooves me a lot of the time.
But see, what I don't understand is if people think that you're mean in the morning, well, then stop doing what you're doing. Just let you be. Just let you be.
Just leave me alone.
Thank you. Then they don't have nothing to say. Just let you be. So a lot of people out there need to understand what Duchess is going through. And maybe y'all go through the same thing and just understand your vibration.
One of the things that sometimes people do, I don't know if you've done this to me or not, chills, but
not me.
They'll call me up. Who calls somebody up at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, no, okay. No, no. 10 o'clock,
maybe. You call somebody up at 8 o'clock in the morning, even 9 o'clock in the morning. You answer the phone, hello, you think it's like an emergency, hello, and they say, were you sleeping? And you say, yes, I was asleep. And instead of saying, okay, I'll call you back, no, they just proceed with their conversation. And it's not an emergency call. You're waking somebody up. You should let them filter through. There is important messages coming through to people early in the morning. Very important messages. And people need to lay there in the bed and give themselves at least 5-10 minutes and think something pleasant, you know? Be happy that you're waking up. Because when you're pleasant about waking up, no matter what you got to get up and do, your day turns out wonderful, no matter what it is. I mean, I have to wake up sometimes at 6 o'clock in the morning to make sure I'm thoroughly awake for me to go to a pool for physical therapy after I've gone to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, because I can't go to sleep when I get in from work. But I do my best. You know that morning go? Well, that morning go, that's when I put on my bathing suit before I get back in my bed. So I know I'm going to the pool when I get fully awake. It's like, okay, I got on my bathing suit. Now I know I'm going to go to the pool. So I had to get up about 7:30 to get through the traffic to get to the pool. And I have a wonderful, wonderful time with all the people having physical therapy in the pool. So we've got to fix ourselves. And it's called, I read somewhere, it's called recontexting, to do the context in your brain over. Just switch it until your brain likes it. Okay? You can also find someone to talk to you so you can vent your anger as soon as you can when these feelings come up. And there's a little hint. Choose someone who is a good listener as opposed to someone who is looking to add fuel to the fire, because I'm letting you know that could turn into a gossip session if you got somebody that wants to add fuel to the fire. Often when we talk about the situation, we're able to process through the feelings and see things from a more clear perspective. Or you can write it all out. Go through as much detail as you need and allow your emotions to fill the paper. You may wish to burn the writing in a personal ceremony later or keep it in a journal. How about, you want to say something?
No, I'm sorry. I was looking and thinking about writing in the journal. And I know some people out there, they don't, you know, write down emotions. But I was also thinking about you saying the fueling of the fire. And there's a lot of friends. They call yourself friends, where you have 5 different friends, but you always seem to call the one that fuels your fire, because they're the one who will make you feel right for the way that you're feeling. So you call that person all the time. And then y'all both can sit up there and say, yeah, girl, yeah, I know. He wasn't supposed to. And then you both going at it. And then that person makes you feel good for being angry. And you're not supposed to call that one. That's not the one. That's not the
That's
spiritual
not the one.
One.
That's not the one.
Right. Anyway,
you know,
I was just listening to you.
You can engage in a physical activity. Adrenaline helps you reduce stress hormones. You know, if you jog, go jogging. You know, that's the way it comes when you punch that punching bag. Do some sit-ups. Do some exercise. Yeah. Do some yoga even. You can seek professional assistance if you are finding it difficult to either access or release your anger, resentments, or other feelings. Because some people have some real serious issues that are causing them to feel that what they, you know, to feel justified in their anger. And they need professional help to get them through that, because there's some devious stuff going on in some people's lives that's really causing them to be bitter. And I would say you need to get up out of that situation, and if it needs some therapy, then go get it.
Right.
Okay? So we can spend some time observing our negative reactions to different situations and how we allowed ourselves to express our true feelings. We can commit some time over the next couple of days even to find and release old resentments and angers. And after you have released them, read over the list of goals you set. And that last lesson, or that, you know, the lesson that you wrote down in that little book, and notice how much more energy and excitement you feel about achieving those goals. So, yes, this is a goal thing. Now, I've been sharing a lot about my experiences over this mic today, and I have one that I have to tell you. I have to tell on myself. I don't know how long it's going to take me to share this, but it's very interesting. I found it very interesting myself. I found it very interesting. We were going to have this going away party for two of the coworkers, and I tend to be a role model and a favorite to the young people. They respect me. They're in their 20s and stuff, but they know that I'm very straightforward with them. I'm very upfront with them, and they can depend on me to tell them the truth as I see it. So they give me high regard and respect, and I should not take advantage of this, and I happened to do that. Well, I didn't know I was doing it this particular day. But there's two other adults that are about my age that are always talking about people, backbiting and all kinds of stuff, and they just grumpy dumpy. So I'm getting ready. We're getting ready to do the going away party, and I was the one that came up with the idea. I'm trying to do this real fair. And the other grumpies, they didn't want to do it on the day that we had decided, me and the young people. So the grumpies came to me and said, can we change the day from Thursday to Friday? And I said, doesn't matter to me. Whatever day is fine with me. So they went there. I said, but ask them, because they may feel like they don't want to change the day. So whatever day they want. So they go down and ask the young people, is it all right to change the day from Thursday to Friday? And young people said, sure. So when the grumpies go back to their workstation, I go down to the young people and I start teasing them. And see, this is where I'm at fault. I start teasing them. And I was like, oh. So did the grumpies come down here and browbeat y'all into changing the day of your party? So the young people said, yeah, but I could see that they got a little uncomfortable, but that, you know, I wasn't really taking this into consideration because I'm joking with them. So I said, well, anyway, you better be glad Miss Grumpy is involved in this, because she knows how to throw some good parties, okay? I'm not mentioning any names because, you know, they might listen to the show, and I don't want to say their names on the air. But anyway, because it's a fun thing. A lot of stuff was happening, and one of the young people said, I'm going to take the list of who's bringing what to the party. I said, well, where are you going with my list? Because the list was in my drawer. Oh, I'm taking it down here, and I'm putting it in the cabinet. I said, what cabinet? And so she said, Grumpy's cabinet. And I'm like, oh, Grumpy has a cabinet now. You're going to put. Well, finally, the grumpy people started saying, you know what? Nobody wants to come to the party, and it's all your fault. And I'm like, what do you mean nobody wants to come to the party? Well, you said it didn't matter what day that you were doing it, and so on and so forth, but you do. It doesn't matter what day you're doing it. So I was like, really, really, it was blowing my mind that people were saying they didn't want to have a party because of me. And then the grumpy said, and you're talking about us, and don't say you're not. This is all drama. And I couldn't understand. I'm like finding this comical because I could not understand why people don't want to go to a party and it's all my fault. Make a long story short, Jules, as I was on my way home from work, I saw the whole picture. The young people were really thinking that I seriously wasn't coming to the party because I told them, oh, I'm not coming on Friday because, you see, this lady said that she was bringing pizza to the party on Thursday, and she can't make it on Friday, so I'm not coming to the party because I want pizza. So I was teasing them to no end. Make a long story short, I realized that it was all my fault. I was stressing everybody out, okay? And I did not realize it. The very next day when I went to work, I took the grumpies in the office and I said, you know what, I owe you an apology. This whole thing, this whole mess is my fault. I really did not know what y'all were talking about last night. But I could not sleep last night when I got home because I was trying to figure out how this is turning into nobody wants to come to a party because of me. It was because of me. Because the young people did not want to offend me. So if I felt bad that the party was being changed, if I was upset because different things were being changed, when I was the one that thought of having the party, they were feeling like for them to do all these changes would hurt my feelings. And they didn't want to hurt my feelings. So whenever they went down to the grumpy folks and said, well, now she's not going to come because we changed the date. And so nobody wanted to come to the party because I would be upset. That was so
That's
cute
what
when I realized.
You get. That's what you get.
It was my fault.
Did
so I let the two grumpy women know that it's my fault. It's my fault. Absolutely. I was playing with them, and they took me seriously, and I need to stop playing. So I owe you an apology for you thinking I'm talking about you, because every time I said anything, I always said, you better be glad so-and-so is involved because so-and-so knows how to throw a good party. So I always commented and complimented the woman who was the grump. But I went to the young people and I apologized to them too, and I said, look, you know, I'm really, really sorry that you were taking me seriously. There's no way in the world I would not come to the party, and I'm bringing the big cake for the two ladies that's leaving, and because it really didn't matter to me what day they changed it to. I was just joking because I wanted pizza. Yeah, right. So I need to know when to play and when not to play. But the moral in this is that I stepped back. I detached myself from the whole situation, and I discerned the situation, and I realized where it was all my fault, and I went back and in my own way made amends to all the people I had offended or hurt. And that, I believe, is big spiritual growth when you own what you have done and you can see your own wrong and you go back to correct it. And I corrected it the very next day. I took the women in the office in private and I told them, I apologize. I do owe you an apology. I am so sorry. But I was joking with them and they were taking me seriously. I just need to stop joking with the children. You dig? So,
yes.
What are we going to do with the rest of the time? We've got animals and we've got angels. In a coming topic show, we're going to be doing some work with the arcs. We're going to talk about how to take them little suckers off. You detach yourself from the energy that's like just trying to suck you. Remember when you talked about spiritual vampires? Energy from other people that's just holding you down? Well, we're going to talk about how you detach yourself from that. And there's an affirmation and there's a mini spiritual exercise where you call in Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron to come and help you eliminate those energy suckers off of you.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that topic.
I am too. I really am looking forward to that. I wanted to say that my children, okay, I got a little story too. My children are becoming adults and they're leaving the house and they came home for the summer and I have to learn to detach myself from my children. because I have a global mission also. And my global mission is to be with children. I love children. And even if I go to a restaurant and I see a child, the baby stare at me and they stare me down and I have to play that goo goo gaga, oh, look at you, you're so cute. And I have to wave at them and their mothers and dads look at me like, oh my God, who is that crazy woman? But they always make the baby wave at me. You know, my children get kind of embarrassed, but they know who I am. So I know that's my global mission. And I was blessed. I was so blessed with this starter car. And my mother, she was the one who was able to bless me with the car. And I had a child. It was a two-door car that I always used to bump her head to get into the car. I had to climb into the back, and we had to lift her up and put her in the car seat. And this car was a blessing. I call her Ruby, and it was such a blessing to get that car. And when I got her down to North Carolina, she stayed with me for a while. And I even cracked the code on how to get the radio started. And people used to walk by, hey, you going to give me that car? I want your car. No, you ain't getting my car. This is my car. My brother even helped me purchase this car. You know, they gave this car to me for $100. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to start up my own nanny daycare business. And so I began to work at it and work at it and work at it. Well, right now I have three children, two that are full-time and one that is part-time. So you know what? You guys are out there and you guys have your missions to go through. And sometimes it's a little bit scary. And sometimes, you know, you have people who are looking at you, making you feel bad about it, making you feel happy about it, but you're not quite right whether or not you need to just go for it. And my mother the other day said to me, live your life, not through your children, but just live your life. And I was one of those people that always had to call to make a decision. Is it okay if I do this? Is it okay if I do that? But you got to understand that you have a life to live. It's a short life to live. So live it happy. Live it happy. You never want to regret your life. When you go to the afterlife and your higher power said, I blessed you with the life, how was it? Don't say to your higher, well, I could have lived it a little bit better. Well, Sammy said that I should have did this, but I didn't. Always say, you know what? I did it. I achieved it. I loved it. I'm here to go back if you want me to live it a different way. So I did. I went out and I got me a Jeep. Why? Because Ruby blessed me for a little while to get me off those buses. And what I did was I handed my Jeep for someone else to enjoy, and I got me a Jeep. Well, my car, sorry. And I got me a Jeep to put in those babies so I can transport them. I got nieces and nephews that I got to pick up in August. And this is a dependable car that if I ever want to go up to Virginia, I don't have to say to my partner, hey, can we drive your car? No. My car will make it, and I'll say, hey, surprise. So that's my mission. I am here to say that I'm here to be happy. God has blessed me with this life, and I know y'all can be happy too. Don't ask for permission. If you want to do something and you're happy about your decision, do it. The next day you might feel a little bit guilty, sad, but you did it all by yourself. You're a leader, not a follower. Sorry. That's what I had to say today.
Oh, it took you long enough.
Well, I didn't say nothing about you. It took you long enough. But, Duchess, can you do me a favor? Can you read what rabbit means? Because when I was in that dealership, a rabbit kept crossing my path. And it was kind of freaky. How you're in a dealership and the rabbit keeps coming up. Can you do that for me?
Mm, you sure?
Sure.
Okay.
A lot of people
okay,
out there
everyone.
Have
this
rabbits.
This card is for Jules. This animal is for Jules. This is not for everyone else or everybody. If it touches you, then it's yours. But this is not the card, the energy card for the week, rabbit. We are not doing rabbit for the week. Okay? Is that all right with you?
Sure.
That is just not fair. You have me looking for rabbit.
You never know. Like I said, there's a lot of people out there that have a little bit of fear on this global mission, personal mission, just like me, and they might just want to hear rabbit.
True. I might need to hear rabbit. Maybe that's why you asked for it. Maybe I need to hear rabbit. Can't find rabbit. So you need to keep talking why, if you want me to look for rabbit.
Okay. Well, I don't want
to,
you know, continue. I thought that, you know, it's something that people need to hear about their mission because a lot of people live their life based on somebody else. A lot of people, like myself, has always lived their life on someone else's decision. You know, I am a follower. I just, you know, I used to be a leader, then I became a follower. And now I'm getting my self back. That's me. I'm growing back to who I used to be. Because I was a little depressed, you know. I was a little depressed, and I left my global mission to the side. But now I'm starting to live my life back again.
Well,
maybe.
Rabbit is the fear caller. Rabbit, he goes out and shouts, Eagle, I am so afraid of you. If Eagle doesn't hear him, Rabbit shouts louder, Eagle, stay away from me. Eagle, now hearing Rabbit, comes and eats him. Rabbit calls bobcats, wolves, coyotes, and even snakes until they come. As the story shows, rabbit medicine people are so afraid of tragedy, illness, disaster, and being taken that they call those very fears to them to teach them lessons. The keynote here is what you resist will persist. What you fear most is what you will become. Here is the lesson. When you pull rabbit, stop talking about horrible things happening and get rid of what if in your vocabulary. This card may signal a time to worry about the future or of trying to exercise your control over that which is not yet in form, the future. Stop now. Write your fears down and be willing to feel them. Breathe into them and feel them running through your body into Mother Earth as a giveaway. That's what Rabbit says. Stop calling fear to you.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now,
that's what I did.
I pulled the card for the day, and the card for the day is integrity and impeccability. Today's card, the carriers for the week, Jaguar Medicine. Jaguar is integrity and impeccability. Its mission is to devour the unclean aspects of human behavior. Jaguar teaches us the penalties of inappropriate behavior and offers the rewards of good medicine to those who stand in their personal integrity and walk through life in an impeccable manner. If Jaguar is roaming your dream or your reality today, its primal roar may be rewarding you for maintaining your integrity in some situation where you could have easily misused your authority. You may have been unwilling to pass judgment on another or to be self-serving. Were you especially kind to someone or do a good deed that was unexpected? If so, allow the recognition to fill you with feelings of well-being and continue to serve with compassion and open-hearted integrity. Do not falter in your resolve to be your personal best at all times. Maintain your dignity, devotion, and compassion, holding to forthrightness and honesty, no matter what the contrary influences. Do not cede any self-important need to be an enlightened one, treating others in a self-righteous manner. Jaguar medicine teaches you that personal integrity allows for mistakes, embraces forgiveness, and humbly makes self-direction or self-directed corrections, allowing a rebalanced spirit to triumph once again. That's the card for the week. You know, yesterday I went to a roadside barbecue. These men, this man and his son, they dragged these big, huge barbecue pits on a trailer, and they park it in this empty lot between right at the intersection of two routes. And I was listening to the owner as he was chopping up a quarter. He says he barbecues chicken by the half. He was chopping it up because someone must have been buying like maybe 5-6 of them. He was chopping them up, packing them up with the one of those meat cleaver things. And he was just talking, and I was listening to what he was saying. And as he was talking, I found this man to be one of the most spiritual persons that I had encountered just by stumbling upon them in a long while. One of the things that I recall him saying was about his wife. And he was saying, we've been married for maybe 20-some-odd years, he said, and the beautiful thing about it, that we're still in love. And I found that to be so, so wonderful. That just listening to him talk brightened my day. And it was chilly out there yesterday. So, Miss Jules, it's almost that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost that time. It's been really good. I enjoy visiting with you every Sunday. I enjoy visiting with you. Next Sunday's topic, we're going to be talking about awakening your natural spiritual gift and developing spiritual confidence. So a lot of times people don't know that it takes about 90 days for your whole entire cellular body structure to, like, say, hey, she really means it. Hey, he really means business. And that's when it begins to take hold. And sometimes people who are looking for their spiritual mission don't realize what their spiritual mission is until they're actually in the middle of it. And that's when they say, whoa, I really enjoy doing this. And that's when they realize, hey, this is my spiritual mission. So on that note, time to say goodbye. I wish I knew the song from your favorite movie. So long, farewell, Arvita, say goodnight.
I do, to you and you and you. Farewell.
Farewell, until next Sunday. Same place, same time. Duchess and Jules. It's been really great. I love you, babe. Take care. Have a good week.
You too.
Enjoy
Bye-bye.
Your holiday.
You too.